This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world. And welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, our Moss Nissan studio. And we're broadcasting, of course, to great radio stations all across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world via the Internet. And let's not forget that a special shout goes out to our great military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for helping keep us free and safe. And let's not forget everybody that's out there working right now, because I can guarantee you that everybody that's doing something out there tonight is helping to keep America moving along, regardless of what the job is you're doing, and we thank you very much. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. And good morning to you, Susie. Nice to hear from you this morning. And right now, let's go to Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
I wish I had one of those news buttons I used to have back in the old days. It would go beep, 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 beep. Well, yeah, now here's Denise Simon. And hit that button and there you'd be. All right. Well, we started out, and the story is not done yet. The Washington Post reported a story late last night about Attorney General William Barr disagreeing with the IG's report on a key finding in that Russia report. And, of course, it goes a little bit further than that. The president of the Ukraine spoke up yesterday again, Mr. Zelensky, and said that President Trump didn't do anything out of line on the telephone call. But, of course, the Democrats aren't buying that. But then again, what do they got?
Well, that's part of the, I think there's, it's a 123-page report. I have it. I got it late last night. Of the Republicans on the, which are the minorities, obviously, on the Intelligence Committee, coming out first and saying, A, point by point by point by point, that's the reason that the report is so long, that you Democrats don't have anything. They rebutted every single point that Schiff was bringing up. Now, late last night, down in the Schiff bunker, they were reviewing his report that he hands off to Nadler. And I think they have to necessarily vote on taking it from the Intelligence Committee, a formal vote, if you will, taking it from the Intelligence Committee over to the Judiciary. Now, I would argue that something could necessarily be going sideways, and I think we need to kind of look at the bigger picture, because it tells me that the Democrats are in chaos over this, because where is Pelosi? Well, Pelosi happens to be in Madrid.
Yeah, she's in a...
Pelosi is...
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Pelosi is over there talking about climate change.
Right.
And she announces in this climate change summit, the UN climate change summit, if you will, that the United States is still in the Paris Agreement. Well,
yeah.
Trump has formally declared that we have withdrawn from the Paris Agreement. I think there's 159 countries that signed on to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that we have been taking strides to get out of this non-binding agreement, by the way.
Uh-huh.
And the last day that we can fully be out of it altogether happens to be November the 4th of 2020, which is the day after the presidential election. But the bigger thing is that Pelosi was asked by several in media, hey, what are you doing here? You've got, you know, a major crisis going on in the United States with impeachment, and why are you here talking about this? And she, her answer was, because climate change is an existential threat to humanity, essentially saying that climate change is more important than impeachment. Now, that ought to tell you just about everything you need to know. But it also sends a bigger message that government in the United States, between the Trump White House and the Speaker of the House, the People's House, are not together at all on anything when it comes to any kind of policy, which is a yet a larger embarrassment for the United States, you know, internationally. So that's a bad deal, a very bad deal. So you got the Republicans' report. It came out last night. You got the fact that Schiff is handing over his report to Nadler, which apparently happened last night. You got Pelosi in Madrid. You got Trump in London.
Mm-hmm.
And he is not sending anybody over to the House.
Nope.
Judiciary for Nadler's first day of his.
Well, let me stop you for a second. Didn't the Republicans themselves advise him not to send anyone? That's what I'm hearing.
Well, it came from Office of Legal Counsel with the lawyers in the Trump White House, and I would say those in the Department of Justice. Yeah, so. Now, there are four lawyers that are going to be on the panel on Nadler's committee hearing on Wednesday. Three of them are very much, and what they call academic, you know, legal scholars, and very much anti-Trump. The Republicans got one choice. So the Democrats get three, the Republicans got one. And the one that the Republicans chose with Jonathan Turley, and I happen to read his stuff every day.
Yeah.
He's actually apparently very good.
Yes, that's true. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. You can see where we're going with all this. What a tangle web we weave. And Pelosi's over there. Oh, well. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I am too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm going to have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at the USCCA. That's the United States Concealed Carry Association. And by the way, when you go over there to my website, the Captain's America Third Watch, and click on that USCCA logo link that's right there, you'll see a window that will drop down, and that window will say, sign up to register for the free gun a day giveaway, whatever the gun is. It'll show you a picture of the gun. Every day it changes over at 12 midnight. Once in a while, the one gun will be not one gun, but two. Get over there and get on it. We want to announce somebody here winning the gun, and eventually that's going to happen. We've come very close, but no cigar yet, but somebody's going to win it one of these nights. And after you do that, then take a look at becoming a member of the USCCA, because they've got three levels of membership. But with any one of those three levels of membership, you will get $474 worth of free stuff, which is some really, really good gear and equipment that you can use for sure. So, USCCA logo link on my website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. All right, back to Janice Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have a Christmas threat, which is what the article says it's being called, from Kim Jong-un, North Korea. They want the president to move on setting up something between now and the end of the year for a summit or a meeting. If not, they're going to make life kind of miserable for folks over there in South Korea, according to him.
No, let me clean that up for you a little bit. What Kim Jong-un is demanding is that the United States lift some of these sanctions by the end of the year. Otherwise, there will not be another summit. And sarcastically, they're saying, see you soon, one way or the other. Either you lift some of these sanctions and we can then have another summit, or you're going to either see A, satellite launch, B, an ICBM test, C, short-range ballistic missile test far from the Korean Peninsula or a nuclear test. So we've been given five options here by North Korea. I just don't think that the United States is going to take any of that bait. So, as a consequence, this is coming from their, I don't know, spokesperson, their diplomat or minister or something or other to the United States. So I would imagine the United States is now telling the countries in the region, meaning Japan, Taiwan, you know, the Philippines and the rest of them, hey, be prepared because we are not going to respond to a threat by North Korea. We don't know which one of these five options they're going to choose, if they're going to choose any. But all eyes will be on North Korea between now and the end of the year.
All right, well, hold that thought because here we go. Good morning, Bagam and Bob.
Yes, sir, Captain.
What's your question for me, Dees?
Okay, kind of two questions in one, really. There's two countries that are showing real signs of instability in the world that things look like they're heating up on. One is near our own border, which is Mexico. They're battling these cartels. And are we ever going to do anything to help them? And how are they doing? And this really affects us because the Mexico thing is hurting our own borders and our people. The other one, as I noticed, in Iran, things are kind of heating up over there. Their own people are damn near getting ready to revolt on them. Mm-hmm. I just wondered if you could comment on that and see what she thinks about that.
All right. Thanks, Bob. All right. And let's start with Mexico first, since that's, by the way, the death toll went to 22 down there.
His question is actually something I covered last night, so thank him for the question. And in Iran, they've been having major protests to the point where I think 450 people have been killed and somewhere around 7,000 or 8,000 have been put into prison.
I got the number right here. You won't believe it. 8,231.
And as a consequence, when you know, I would think that Obrador needs to take a long look at what is happening in his own country in Mexico. Mm-hmm. The United States has been warning Mexico for quite some time, for years and years, I would argue, that, you know, your cartels have really taken complete ownership of the country's governance. Now, Attorney General Bolton down to Mexico this week because with this last shootout that we had in Mexico on the border town where I think 22 were killed.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm.
This is now, I actually wrote about this yesterday, that it is time to declare officially the cartels as a terror organization.
You betcha.
What's particularly fascinating, and I was really kind of stunned at this, in 1999, I think, we passed a law called the Kingpin Act. This is on my site at FoundersCo.com. We have an awful lot of the cartels and people within the cartels already listed under the Kingpin Act. So where we need to be from the Kingpin Act to a terror organization is really, it's a simple step. I mean, we've already proven the case because we have, I think I saw three official cartels over there, but a whole bunch of people. And in fact, this is kind of interesting. Those that we have listed under the Kingpin Act, which means that they're sanctioned, it's 35 pages long, single space, two columns a page. And there's an awful lot of Latino names in there. There's some Chinese, a pile of Chinese names in there, and a pile of Arabic names in there, which tells you, going back to the most recent addendum to the Kingpin Act was in 2000, which tells you that the government, our government, knows that these drug cartels are global.
Yeah.
And this too is as a result of a narco sub that made its way from
Central America all the way to Europe. Now, we allowed, I think, it to go just to see what would happen.
Yeah, we followed
it. But it was stopped.
Mm-hmm.
We stopped in Europe. So, it'll be interesting to see what Attorney General Barr may have to say to Mexican officials this week when he travels to Mexico, saying, "Hey, we've offered to help. We have got, you know, special forces that are that operate in Central and Latin America already dealing with narco terrorists."
Yep.
And, what you're doing is you want to win the hearts, blah, 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 isn't working. You just had this shootout. So the Obrador came out and said, "We don't want anybody's help. We're a sovereign country." I think he said that over the weekend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I think that they're going to lay down the law with Mexico.
Well, they have to, because this has gotten up way out of control, and again...
Well, I mean, the Mexicans are also protesting themselves, because let's not forget, we lose about 80,000 people a year to narcotics death. Uh-huh. But Mexico has, I think they're in the 30, 40, or 50,000 deaths a year because of, internal terrorism, if you will.
Yeah, violence.
And now you've got the Mexicans that are beginning to protest. Mm-hmm. So his country, I think Barr is going to say, "Hey, look at Iran. Do you want your country to go into a tailspin such as, you know, it's happening in Ecuador, such as happening in Chile, such as happening in Iran? You better get a hold of this and we'll show you how."
Well, I am sure that we're going to hear something done about that sooner rather than later. Now, can the president on his own, by executive order, declare these cartels a terror? No. Who has to do that? The Congress?
No, it takes a full committee, DEA, FBI, CIA, Treasury, State, Department of Defense. It takes the heads of all these agencies to kind of come together and make the certification that it should happen, and then it formally comes from Treasury.
Okay, so this could take a while again.
It shouldn't, but we already have the groundwork done as a result of the Kingpin Act.
Okay, well, I certainly hope so, because something needs to be done sooner rather than later. I think we can all agree on that, right?
Yep.
All right, well, here comes the music, so we got to let you go, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Stay low. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com, and I'll be right back with more, and we'll be talking about what the Army is up to, the Air Force, the Navy, the Marines, the Coast Guard. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
You cannot think of a bigger, brighter contrast than what's happening right now. The president's on his way to NATO, where he has secured over $130 billion in additional NATO funds from NATO members. And you've got the Democrats doing basically nothing.
Counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says President Trump going about his business while the Democrats continue the impeachment inquiry witch hunt. She tells Fox News,
they think they finally got him. They don't. They should just admit they have no idea
how to beat him in 2020.
And former President Jimmy Carter, who's 95 years old, back in the hospital in Americus, Georgia, that facility, about 10 miles away from where he lives in Plains. He's being treated for a urinary tract infection. The Carter Center says he's feeling better. Carter was home for Thanksgiving after being released from Emory University Hospital in Atlanta, where he spent 2 weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC Tax Program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC Tax Program. Once you are accepted into the CNC Tax Program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce.
Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now, it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our Military and Veterans News segment, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. With their two locations to serve you, give them a call at 800-659-2080 and schedule a tour. Tell them you want to take a tour. Find out what they're all about. One of their two campuses, one in Concord, Mass, and the other one down here in Clearwater. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you know, guys and gals, one thing about the National Aviation Academy is the fact that you will find out sooner rather than later that we know that more and more of the young folks are not graduating from high school and going straight to college. Many of them are coming out through a vocational school or a trade school. They've got a skill. They might have learned to be a welder, an electrician, a pipe fitter, a plumber, a heavy equipment operator, truck driver, whatever. But here's the deal, and this is what they don't tell you at the school you're going to. When you come out, you're going to wind up being an apprentice to begin with, and you're going to wind up being an 80%er at the very least. So whatever your pay is going to be, you're going to be getting 80% of what the regular pay is, because that's what they do. And more than likely, you're going to wind up with a job because the jobs I just told you about are predominantly union, because that's the way it is. And when that happens, you're going to be at the low end of the pole, and you're going to be there for a while. Well, that's not the way it works if you're an aviation maintenance tech. Now, if you're an aviation maintenance tech, you start out on equal footing with everybody. You all get the same amount of pay to start with, $50,000 to $60,000 a year. But then based on your own God-given ability, depending on how good you are and how fast you become good at what you do as an aviation maintenance tech, you can take that income and just watch it skyrocket, literally. Because airplanes do not get fixed by robots. They do not get fixed by anything other than human hands, because that's what it takes, a human being, to fix an aircraft. Now, that being said, after you get done with your training, you'll be well on your way to a tremendously high-paying job, as well as a career that you can look proudly on for the rest of your life. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations, one in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston, the other one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. And all you got to do is give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. Again, the number 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour. To find out more, go to naa.edu, that's naa.edu, to find out more about the National Aviation Academy. Now, cyborg warriors could be here by 2050, so says a DOD study group. Now, they say that the technically feasible development of warriors with eye, ear, brain, and muscular enhancement is possible by the U.S. Army's Combat Capabilities Development Command by the year 2050, or maybe even sooner. Now, we'll see how that works out. By the way, the Army's only 24/7-a-day daycare facility in the U.S. that watches over the Fort Jackson kids is in Fort Jackson, South Carolina. So there you go. And congratulations to Glenn Pitts, who's lived a quiet life after serving in World War II. But a friend's tip led to the 94-year-old receiving the Legion of Honor for his part in liberating France. After all these years, 75 years later, he was awarded the Legion of Honor from France. And congratulations to him for that. Now, also, the Navy is keeping busy because the Navy's gone green. But for some sailors, the detail of the service's new woodland camis is causing them to see red. Now, some sailors are very unhappy with the design of the new woodland camis. We'll see how that works out. They may be changing that. Also strongly championed by ex-Navy Secretary Richard Spencer, the Navy Community College will survive his demise, officials have said. And the Navy, on Wednesday last week, canceled a peer review process for the three Navy SEAL officers who supervised the fourth SEAL, who was convicted of posing with a dead teenage captive in Iraq. That would have been Eddie Gallagher. By the way, want to buy a hydrofoil? For the low, low price of a loaded Chevy Tahoe Premier, you could be the proud owner of the Navy's first operational hydrofoil, the former USS High Point PCH-1. I wonder who will wind up with that. And a group of A-10 pilots received the Distinguished Flying Cross for their fierce Afghan battles that they participated in. Now, the group of pilots were awarded the Distinguished Flying Crosses for the actions that they did, their heroism in the air, during two separate battles against the Taliban 5 years ago. And congratulations to them for finally getting that award and being recognized for what they did. Also, the Marine Corps managed to catch a deserter. This deserter was wanted in the fatal shooting of his mother's boyfriend. He was captured Wednesday after a week-long multi-state search that had schools and neighborhoods on alert in Roanoke, Virginia. U.S. Marshals captured him yesterday. Now, in Veterans News, one of Georgia's largest counties has created a special jail unit just for military veterans. By the way, the sister of an Omaha soldier killed by a buzz bomb during World War II was given a memorial flag to honor him. Her name, Mary Ann Wozzeck. She was 9 years old at the time that her brother died. And a Nebraska family is building a field of flags on their farm to honor veterans. You remember, Iowa has their Field of Dreams, a baseball field built in a cornfield. Now Nebraska has a field of flags built to honor military veterans for their service to America. By the way, the NATO Secretary General has announced that NATO leaders gathering right now in London, the very first time that they've been at the new NATO headquarters. This is, of course, a critical time in the transatlantic security group because the United States is talking about paying less money and asking everybody else to kick up their portion of it because we've been the big number one payboy, if you will, of NATO for years and years. Now, the Department of Defense leadership has changed. Our mission to support the warfighter through acquisition innovation remains the same. Nothing has changed there. So things will continue to roll on as normal. And in Japan, the Japanese defense minister, managing an increasingly uncertain security environment there, is addressing two topics that are significant to Japan's national security with his American counterpart. And in Denmark, Denmark's defense minister says shouldering our responsibilities in multiple cooperative frameworks is now the new norm. All righty. Coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Rolling along to the overnight hours on the Ray Didio.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. Donna Fiducia and her husband Don are up there in Carrollton, Georgia, and they're listening to us on our affiliate up there, AM 1330 WLBB, and a big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia, just down the road that are listening to us, too. And, oh, by the way, let's not forget that this portion of the program brought to you by Mixon's Groveside Cafe, located inside Mixon's Fruit Farms, a store at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton, Florida. Now, this Thursday, it'll be Have Lunch with the Captain Day down there with me at Mixon's Groveside Cafe. I'll be there from 12 noon to 1:30 p.m. on Thursday. Looking forward to meeting all our regulars down there that stop by when we have one of those events at the Mixon Groveside Cafe. And if you're new to the area or you don't know about it, check them out. They've got some really, really great sandwiches for lunch. Or it's cold out now, you want some chili? Got it. Want some soup? Got it. Need a salad? Got that too. Small and large. So they got your bases covered. Now, they're open for lunch. They're open for afternoon snacks as well, and they close around 5 o'clock in the afternoon. But stop by the Mixon's Groveside Cafe, 2525 27th Street South, Bradenton, Florida, inside the Mixon's Fruit Farm store. You'll be glad you did. Tell them the captain sent you. Check out that menu. You are going to love. You are going to love what's on that menu. All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you said that you've been following this, so I'm going to take you at your word, and I'm going to run a couple things by you. President Donald Trump, while they're trying to impeach him over here and do whatever it is they're going to do, has gone to Europe to attend the two-day conference of NATO, which is being held in the brand new facility. This is the first meeting they've had in their brand new facility. And many people are criticizing the president for not coming back and standing in front of the impeachment folks. But I think he's doing the right thing myself by not being there.
Yeah, I wouldn't even show up either. I wouldn't even give them a time of day, quite honestly. I remember there was some controversy in regards to this brand new facility, and Trump wasn't too pleased about the cost of this thing and the cost overruns for this big NATO facility that's there. And again, it's we the people that are footing the bill for most of this stuff.
Now, the other thing is the president's already announced that the United States is going to pay less to NATO than what they have been, because they've been paying well above the 2% of the GDP. Matter of fact, we've been the number one kingpin for a number of years, trying to make up for the other folks that don't pay what they're supposed to be paying. But there's a group of about 8 or 10 of these countries, and I don't know if it's the ones they just let in most recently or not, but they're not paying what they're supposed to pay, and they're way, way, way down below the levels they need to be. So what do we do now? Throw them out?
No, they're not going to do that, but I mean, I would cut back on what we're paying for things. Listen, the argument's been out there that NATO has kind of outlived its necessity at this point in time. And this past year, Donald Trump was none too happy about the Nord Stream 2 pipeline between Germany and Russia. And I mean, Germany basically relying upon Russia in the future for its energy needs, which is all well and good. But if that's the case, what in the world do we need NATO for to protect you against Russia? I mean, it doesn't seem to make much sense. We made some mistakes with NATO going back to George H.W. Bush, who promised that we wouldn't expand it. This was when the Soviet Union was breaking up, and we did. Now, Russia has their point of view. We need to understand that World War II, they lost 10 million military and 10 million civilians plus. So obviously they have a different perspective when it comes to things there. And, I understand why they might be a little bit nervous when NATO is expanding on their doorstep. And I'm glad that we didn't allow Ukraine in. Do we want to send our men and women off to fight a war for a small Eastern European nation if Russia decides to do something or there's a shakeup? Because based upon what happened with Russia and Crimea, we would have had to go to war for that. So we need to kind of rethink things and the expansion of this, not to mention the fact that, again, we continue to foot the bill. These are developed economies now. It's not post-World War II. People should be paying their fair share when it comes to this, and we're supposed to spend as 2% of your gross domestic product on military, and most of the countries in NATO don't even come close. And these are the big countries, Matt.
Germany.
The little ones.
Germany,
yeah.
Does it. Germany. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right.
France as well. They don't need it either.
Now, the United States yesterday announced that there was going to be some tariffs placed on things like French imports, $2.4 billion. Tariffs were going to be put on the Argentines and the Venezuelans and I believe Brazil down there for steel that was coming in. So we haven't really heard the end result of that yet, but what do you think about all that?
Has to do with, with Argentina and Brazil, it has to deal, it deals actually with currency devaluation. Again, Argentina is a mess. It's a perpetual mess. We got another IMF bailout at some point in time, and just, a few short years later, they're going bankrupt again and might default on their debt again. So they're in trouble. Their currency has been devalued by some 40% as of late. Now that makes it obviously, difficult for American steel manufacturers to compete when they're selling their product at a currency that's been devalued by 40%. The idea of what's going on with France, and it's not just going to be France, it's going to be other European nations as well, deals with their digital tax that they were going to be putting on American technology companies for the business that they do over there. And Trump's none too happy about that and said, okay, you're going to do that, but we're going to start taxing over $2 billion worth of your goods that come into the country.
Okay, so you own a gun, Chris, and you're in New York State, and you want to go hunting in the Adirondacks. And you're told that you can't take that gun and transport it through New York City unless you do certain things. And people are, you know, it's really a tough nut to crack. And now we hear that the law, that very law, is in the Supreme Court to be decided on. Where do you think that's going to go?
I mean, based upon the makeup of the Supreme Court, I mean, I would think that they would side with the gun owners. I mean, there's common sense things that can be done to solve this problem. You know, it's kind of messed up. We get to a point in time where we've got to actually be dealing with the Supreme Court. I mean, all right, New York City wants to have their rules. You know, okay, keep them in a box under lock and key, or have, you know, certain regulations in regards to transportation through the city for law-abiding gun owners. I don't see how that's such a big deal and how you can't have that compromise. But that's what happens when you deal with lefties.
Yeah, you're right. And who knows where that's going to go, because there's plenty to be discussing there, too, about that. Now, the other thing is, you're familiar with Michigan, right?
Yes.
Well, a restoration poll, and that's the name of the poll in Michigan, has the GOP's John James up by double digits over any other contender, Democrat, Independent, or whatever, in the state right now for the U.S. Senate seat.
Yeah, I'm not too familiar with the Senate race up there and what's going on with that. I was kind of following a little bit what's going on in Georgia and how the governor there is kind of bucking the president in regards to the appointment to the Senate there. Trump's none too happy about what he's doing. But no, I'm not familiar with what's exactly going on. This is taking whose seat up there? Kanye's?
No, it's Johnny Isaacson.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. Yeah, so what is it, special election? When's this? I'm not sure when this one's taking place.
It's going to be a regular election, I believe, next year. She's going to be filling out his term.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So will they have to run twice then?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, one of those special elections. All right.
Now, the FCC chair has got the Democrats pushing Congress back to reverse the planned Spectrum sale. You heard about the big sale there, right, Spectrum?
Well, it's just for 5G.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if they're going to reverse that, which there's a movement to do that, and Spectrum is advertising hot and heavy down here on television about their 5G service, now what?
Well, listen, they're going to work this way out. Part of the problem is some of the spectrum that they need for 5G is used by certain government services, and they don't want to give that up, so they've got to come up with some sort of compromise.
All righty. Well, we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel, so you have yourself a great day. And how cold is it up there?
It's about 30. Not too bad.
All right. I'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, and we'll be talking to him. And when we come back, top of the hour, we've got Ron Edwards coming in. But before Ron Edwards, we'll have Scott James Matheson, mayoral candidate.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.